All right, I'm recording.
Cool. Hi, Phil.
I had to pretend to be Phil.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of philosophical. One of us has to be Phil, and I'm not tall enough.
Neither am I.
Yeah, you are.
Can we just turn the show into Michael-sophical?
Only if you do special artwork just for this episode.
Sure.
Like, just scratch out Phil and then, like, handwrite Michael above it.
I'll take care of it.
You have to have it done in the next 3 hours.
Okay, I won't take care of it.
I mean, you could pop something up there really quick.
I could. In case you haven't forgot, though, I'm kind of lazy.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're doing a doubleheader tonight.
Philosophical and then a really good show.
You know, just because you bash the other show doesn't mean
I'm
that
kidding. I like
you're,
philosophical.
You're not going to be my favorite host.
I like philosophical, but you guys talk about me a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Almost every episode.
Almost.
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 Yeah. I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
I think normally it's because I end up recording spur-of-the-moment episodes of Hypothetical with you.
You said last week that on Philosophical that I had a unique brand of sense of humor or something along those lines.
Yes, I did. I'm trying to think, did that come out wrong or is that an okay statement?
I'm not sure what to make of it.
Okay, well, you invited me back on as a guest this week, so I think that's okay.
Sure, why not? I'll go with it. You tell me, was the intent positive or not?
I had scotch since then, so I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with honesty. I think it was a positive thing. I'm pretty sure it was a positive thing.
Yeah. We'll go with that. That's fine with me.
Oh, man. Yeah. So it was an interesting day.
Wait, are we actually recording Philosophical right now?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, this is how philosophical goes. You listened to the show. What
did
you do?
Every one of them.
Did you think that we just like actually scripted out what we were going to talk about beforehand?
No, I could definitely tell you didn't script anything out.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is just the two of us pretty much just randomly talking about whatever randomly pops up.
Right, right. But Michael-sophical is more sophisticated.
Okay.
But I don't really know what that means. In terms of
No. We'll try to brainstorm that. So if Michael-sophical is more sophisticated, then
by sophisticated I just mean older.
Oh, okay. So how do you prefer your tea?
Depends what kind we're talking about. Iced tea or hot tea?
Hot tea.
Hot tea, English breakfast with some sort of artificial sweetener.
Okay, what if I had said cold?
Iced tea, black with some sort of artificial sweetener.
Okay. What if I had said lukewarm?
I would have said keep it for yourself.
Wow. Wow. Just hot and cold, no in between.
Pretty much. I mean, if I'm really, really thirsty and that's all I have around me, I'll probably drink the lukewarm tea or find some ice to put it on.
Put it on or put in it?
I'd put the tea on the ice and then drink it after it falls off the ice. I'm trying to save myself from using the wrong preposition.
Yeah, you totally butchered that one.
I saved myself. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
This is Michael-sophical, so it's whatever philosophy I come up with.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, just the fact that you're a tea drinker automatically means you're wrong.
I beg to differ.
There's only one right way to drink tea, and that's to put the tea on the other end of the table and enjoy your cup of coffee.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm the producer for this show.
I'm right. I don't care how you edit me. I'm still right.
There's actually not much editing that goes into this show.
Right, but you're going to take out... you could take out words and twist the meaning of what I'm saying.
I honestly don't take out words, just keyboard clicking.
Every time you ask Phil to search something, I can hear his search.
The searches are about 3 times longer than what people actually hear.
My goodness.
We will take... No, Phil and I will sit there and take a good 2 to 2.5 minutes of just typing in search terms.
Yeah, it sounds like he's taking a sledgehammer to like a metal bar when he types.
What, you mean like this?
Louder.
Yeah, I don't have my microphone set up to where it's going to pick that up. Although, holy crap, that waveform is creepy looking.
It's like he's like a drummer who has like, you know, the drummer will have like a microphone that's pointed down towards one of the drums. It's like he has a second microphone pointed at his keyboard.
Oh, man. The sound engineer in me just completely cringed. You don't point a microphone straight down at a drum. You angle it to where... never mind. You broke me.
Don't I always?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a pretty good job breaking each other last episode of Hyper.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have more show ideas.
You do?
I came up with a new show I want to do.
What's that?
It is... I don't have a title for it yet, but it will be me critiquing fast food commercials.
Okay.
Because I was watching football over the weekend, and there were two commercials that really riled me up for no good reason whatsoever.
How does a fast food commercial rile you up?
By being misleading, in my mind. Whether or not it's actually misleading is a whole nother topic.
If you're doing fast food, you're doing it wrong by creating a controversial commercial.
Well, I don't think the average public consumer of television commercials during football would consider these commercials controversial by any stretch of the imagination. So,
hey, there's a title, Commercially Controversial.
That's going to be really difficult to pronounce week in and week out.
You're the one that has to do the intro.
Right. You know how long it took me to get hypothetical straight?
Welcome to the show. I
Yeah, you get to beep yourself. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always...
And I get to do it again. Yeah, see, I don't do that to you. I just walk away from the mic and still talk.
Right. There's parts of... Okay, like at the very end of every show of Hypothetical, where you do the final... This is hypothetical.
Yep.
You drop down so much in your voice that
I'm already outside of the room at that point.
Right. I ended up having to write a script that takes the last 5 seconds of your audio clip and automatically draws it 12 decibels higher.
Okay. I don't really know what that means, but we'll go with it.
I make you sound louder. I know it's coming every episode.
So on the next episode of Hypothetical, on the end, if I scream it, are you still going to raise it 12 decibels?
Well, by next episode, do you mean the one that we're going to be recording in like 10 to 12 minutes?
Yes. But that's assuming I get through explaining these two fast food commercials to you. It could take me a little while here.
I mean, I'm actually curious. I don't have TV. Okay. So I also have YouTube Premium. Right. So I don't commercials. Have commercials in my life.
All right. So which one do you want first? Do you want Wendy's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Okay. This is the one I'm really upset about the most.
Oh, good. Okay. I started with the best.
Yeah. This, to me, I can't get over this one. It's been like 3 days since I saw it.
Wow.
And I did a lot of research online. So the commercial is for Burger King. It's for their new, what they call a King meal. It's a $6 meal. I'm sorry. It's called a King box meal. Or King meal box. Hang on. Let me pull up the information here. I still have the tab open on my phone.
Boy, Taco Bell must be having kittens.
The $6 King box. And it's includes a Whopper, crispy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, or 3-piece chicken tenders, along with fries, a drink, and 2 cookies. All for $6. Sounds totally normal, right? Just like another extra value meal or anything like that.
And right. It sounds like a Taco Bell $5 box.
Right. But so in the commercial, these two guys sit down with their King meals, their King box meals, and they show everything on the table. They show the burger, they show the fries, they show the cookies, they show the drinks, and they talk about all these products, and they specifically say it's a King box, but there's no box shown in the commercial. There's no box on the table. There's no box in any of the promo shots. It's just a King meal. It's not a King box meal. There's no box.
Dude, even In-N-Out gives you your food in the box.
I mean, it might come in a box, but they never show it. And it's not on their website. There's no box. It's not in any of their ads, like the print ads. It's nowhere. Call it a king meal or show the box if you're going to call it a king box meal.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that, now the logo is shaped kind of like a box.
No, it doesn't matter if the logo is shaped like a box or not. Exactly. That's false Agreed. Advertisement.
Exactly. Thank you. So I've been this close to start tweeting at Burger King online to get to the bottom of this. Find out if it actually comes with a box. And if so, why didn't they show the box on the commercial? And if it doesn't come with a box, why do you call it a king box meal?
I mean, was the box ugly? If so, hire your marketing team to sexy up the box.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the box looks like. If you're calling it a king box meal, show me the box.
Yeah, just put it in the box already.
I don't care if the food comes in the box. I don't care if they give you the box separate from the food. It doesn't even have to be assembled for all I care at this point. They could just give you like the flattened box and be like, if you want to carry your meal in the box, you got to build a box yourself. That's fine.
Like what they used to do with the whole, you have to build your kid crown thing that you got with whatever the Burger King called their kids meal.
Right. Yeah. The paper crown.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm really upset about the lack of a box.
Yeah. That's pretty misleading.
Right. So
what did Wendy's do?
Wendy's is promoting their new bigger junior double bacon cheeseburger. Their new junior bacon cheeseburger, but now it's got double the beef or double the patties and double the bacon, I think. So it's not a junior bacon cheeseburger anymore. Now it's got twice the stuff. It's a senior burger. It's a
double bacon cheeseburger.
It's a senior bacon cheeseburger, or more accurately, it's more like a postgraduate bacon cheeseburger.
Wow.
Like, describe it properly. Give it the proper name. It's not a junior anymore. But it's double in size.
No, it's only in high school, man.
But it doubled in size. That's more than the freshman 15. It's a postgraduate bacon double cheeseburger.
Okay,
call it call it what it is, Wendy's.
I mean, okay, actually, if you want to go ahead and just tuck it into the market thereafter, just call it the Bachelor's Burger.
Okay, I don't know if that stays in sync with the rest of their, you know, if they're, I don't know if they're keeping like a separate junior bacon cheeseburger. It's only like a single patty and a single set of bacon.
I can count the number of times I've eaten at Wendy's on one hand in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know the menu that well either, but come on. If you're going to double the size of the thing, change the name. Give it its proper title.
I agree with that. Yeah, no argument from me. That's pretty stupid.
I did see a couple of McDonald's commercials over the weekend too, and I had no issues with them. The McDonald's is doing okay right now.
Okay, good. I was starting to hide my McDonald's cup from view, even though I can't see what I'm drinking.
Didn't have any issues. Like, that's the thing. Like, look at McDonald's. They call their things what they are. 6-piece McNugget meal. It comes with 6 nuggets. A 10-piece comes with 10 pieces. A 20-piece comes with 20 pieces. But Wendy's takes a junior double bacon cheeseburger, adds another patty, adds more bacon, and calls it the same thing. No, it's not a junior anymore.
McDouble with bacon is a McDouble with bacon.
Right. It's not junior anymore. It's postgraduate Wendy's. Come on. You're better than this. Although I'm still more upset with Burger King than Wendy's right now.
So is this going to be our campaign promise when we run for president and vice president in 2024?
We're running for president and vice president of what?
The United States. Anyone can win.
The United States of what?
No, that's true.
I'm not running for office. We have
to see how things go in a few years.
That too. That too.
But oh, man.
In the meantime, Wendy's and Burger King marketing departments need to give me a call. I have some stuff to talk to them about.
See, unlike your show, we don't do a complaint line or a complaint email address.
Right, but this is like outward complaints. We're not looking for complaints for this show. These are complaints from the show to these two restaurant-ish entities.
Well, I figure they'll complain at us for being logical about their just blatant stupidity.
It's not stupidity, it's misleading.
Misleading, stupidity, they can be seen as the same thing.
Sometimes. You can be stupid without misleading, I'm sure.
I think working in the call center has jaded me to that concept.
Could. I wonder if Burger King and Wendy's have call centers.
That must be call center hell.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. But yeah, so that's why I want to start a fast food commercial critique website or podcast, not a website. That's too much work.
Okay. Actually, no, it wouldn't be that much work. You just put a website where you post each episode of the podcast and then just have a transcription of the podcast.
That's what the producer's for. That's why I call it a podcast.
Oh, okay. Actually, if it's a producer podcast, wouldn't it just be a procast?
Really? I thought we'd get through an episode of Philosophical / Michaelsophical without dad jokes.
Obviously, you haven't been here that long.